Honolulu Civil Beat has won a round in a prolonged legal battle aimed at finding out how the Honolulu Police Department handled a 2014 case of an officer accused of assaulting his girlfriend. That assault was captured on video and triggered a number of calls for reform. But Sergeant Darren Cachola is back on the job, and the police officers' union, SHOPO, has sued to keep private the decision to restore him to duty. It's a tangled web, and Honolulu Civil Beat editor Patty Epler is on the line to untangle it for us. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Chris.
The sergeant was fired by HPD and restored to his job through arbitration. Is that right?
That's correct. And the Honolulu Police Department, under its relatively new chief, Susan Ballard, was poised to release the arbitration decision to give the public all the, you know, reasoning behind why that ruling was made. And the police union, as you pointed out, stepped in and filed suit to keep it secret. The union claims that officers have a right to privacy, more so than other public employees whose disciplinary records are always made available. And so Civil Beat has intervened in that case. We made a public records request to get the decision and were, you know, denied after the lawsuit was filed. So we've stepped in on the side of the city. Mm-hmm. So SHOPO is in essence fighting the city and Civil Beat on this case.
The underlying question, Patty, it sounds as if it's do police officers have a higher standard of their privacy protection than others, other individuals, other citizens, and other public employees, right?
That is what's at issue. And it's kind of interesting because the Hawaii Supreme Court has ruled several times now, going back to the 1990s, that police officers do not have what they call a constitutional right to privacy. And so, and what the Supreme Court has said, including in some police misconduct case that we brought a few years ago as well, you have to balance the public's interest against the officer's right to privacy, just as you do in every other sort of case where you want some information about someone. And, you know, we believe that this is a case of high public interest. You may remember that when Sergeant Cachola's, when the video first came out, people were just stunned by what was going on that tape. You know, it showed him sort of knocking this lady around throughout the restaurant over and over again. And it brought the Women's Legislative Caucus, you know, so lawmakers, domestic violence advocates, all going down to the police department to talk to then Chief Kealoha about what the heck was going on here, raised all sorts of issues.
No arrest, right, Patty?
Never arrested. Never charged. There were also, but he was fired. And then the arbitration has played out for a couple of years now. So
it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
Yeah, and I think there's still a very high level of interest in the case and how the police department handles domestic violence within its own ranks, let alone with citizen cases. So, you know, we're very interested in seeing what the arbitrator found that no one else saw.
Well, all you have to do is review that video, which is on your website. But thanks very much for that story, Patty.
Thank you, Chris. It was great to be with you.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat editor Patty Epler with today's reality check. And to read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.